Radio on the go can go with you anywhere. Download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. Then listen live on your mobile device to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by Brad Shoup and Stephanie Powers from Franklin General Hospital in Hampton. Brad is the facilities director. Stephanie is the nursing services manager. Wanted to bring them on today to talk about the new emergency department that recently opened at the hospital. Brad, why don't we start with you? Take us back. When did the project begin and what did it involve?
Yeah, great question. So back in May of 2022, we started our construction project to include an addition and renovation of our current emergency department, an addition and relocation of our cardiac rehab and respiratory therapy departments. We'll also be updating our physical therapy departments, and we're going to be adding some sleep study services as well. So lots of projects included in our project.
So how did you piece it all together to get the new department up and running then?
A lot of sleepless nights and headaches and, a lot of pre-planning went ahead with this with our architecture and engineering team. And also we have a small group of managers internally here at Franklin General who helped to develop what we have today.
So take us back now, maybe compare the previous way the department was to now. I mean, what big changes, I guess, have been made?
I can talk to that. We have completely renovated the entire ER. We now have 5 rooms, very private rooms, in our ER. 2 are designated as trauma rooms. 1 is designated as a behavioral health room. We added a bathroom. So now we have 2. And we added ER registration is now located in the ER. So we can do bedside registration. It just adds extra support. Our EMS service is now located in the ER. That's a huge thing that we were trying to connect before. Our behavioral health room, I really wanted to kind of point on that. It's now designed to ensure safety of patients when they're going through a mental health emergency. And our whole nurse's station is now a safe area for staff and for patients as well.
You know, you mentioned about mental health and how much we have been hearing about that. And how much did that play into what you guys ended up designing and going with?
That was a huge focus when we were designing the ER. How do we keep patients safe? How do we keep our staff safe? So going into the ER, securing it down, having a locked nurse's station, a room that we can make secure so we don't have to pull things out of the room, but we can shut down areas of the room where there's no cords or anything like that to ensure the safety. The whole flow of the ER was kind of built that way as well. Patients, the way they flow in, where they go, it went into a lot of the ER.
Now, as far as the main entrance to the ER, what is that now?
The main entrance to our ER is still in the same general area it always has been. We just have extended our corridor, so now people don't have to be walking as far outside. The exterior door is much closer to the parking lot now.
Okay, so as far as staffing the emergency department, I know it obviously varies by day and time, but is there like an average amount of people that will be working in there?
We have a dedicated ER nurse 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we have a registration clerk who's also a CNA staffing that area 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have additional resources that we can bring in when the ER gets busy. And then EMS is on site as well in the ER with us when they're not out on a call. And there's usually 2 of them on staff.
Are you always looking for more people, though?
We can use more nurses. We have a few openings at night, so anyone interested in ER position and med-surg definitely can use a few more nurses.
Brand, I wanted to get back to you. You were talking about, you know, obviously how the emergency department plays into this. Now, what again is left for the work that you're doing at the facility?
Yeah, so currently, right now, we have contractors finishing up our new area for our cardiac rehab and respiratory therapy departments. We're looking at moving into those probably around the first of the year, and then we'll do some renovations as well into our physical therapy department. That is a business that has expanded and grown over time, and they were constrained in their current space as well. So lastly, the service that we're going to expand on and grow is our sleep study area.
So are you basically going to try to take the existing space you have for all that, or are you going to look at building on?
Yeah, so we've added about around 4,000 square feet, and in combination between those three areas, the cardiac rehab, ER, and sleep study, we've added about 4,000 square feet and renovated. By the time we're done, probably another 4,000 to 5,000 square feet.
With all that that's come together, does that kind of fit into what the long-term goals that you guys have for the facility?
Our ER, you know, it constantly, you can always add as much as you want, but I would say it's going to fit the needs that we have right now. It's going to take care of the patients. We see on average about 250 patients a month in that ER, and it's going to, I think, carry us into the future quite well.
While we've got you guys here, either one of you want to add about what's been going on at FGH?
Yeah, we've got a lot going on other than, well, for me, from a lot of construction things going on. We've also, part of our master facility plan, if you will, is to replace a roof, install a new generator. We've outgrown our current generator with the services that we've added over the years, and just a lot of construction services and things happening probably through the middle of next year, the middle of 2024.
All right. Well, our thanks to Brad Shoup and Stephanie Powers, today's guests on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio On The Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Hi, this is Taylor with First Bank Hampton. As harvest season comes to an end, rest assured that we will help you meet your post-harvest needs. Whether you need funds to upgrade your equipment, expand your operation, or simply bridge the gap until the next planting season, we have you covered. We have an experienced team of ag experts ready to guide you through the entire simple process so you can make the best financial decisions for your farm. Visit with one of our experienced ag lenders at either location to learn more about our financing options for your ag operation. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.